Welcome to the Mind Her Business podcast, the go-to podcast for female entrepreneurs looking to scale their business while taking care of your mindset, your health, and your family. Honestly, just trying to keep your head above water.
So go ahead and pour yourself a cup of coffee or make your favorite cocktail. We don't judge. It's time to become the holistic CEO you're meant to be.
I feel like I need to introduce you because I'm looking at you through the screen right now. So you guys can't see us, but Emily and I are not in our normal podcast recording studio. She's at her house. I'm at my house today. And so my background's not as exciting as the little green chair and microphone, but how's it going?
Good. I feel like this is giving us a little bit of maybe a taste because we are getting rid of our office and we have no idea where we're going. So I was like, maybe this is giving us a taste of how we're going to do podcasts for a while.
We're going to be homeless. Podcast homeless for a while.
We're podcast homeless. It's going to be so funny. I was thinking about that the other day because I'm like, we really only have 2 months until we're out of the office and we have done nothing to really look at anything else. But we were talking the other day about like how interesting it is, how everyone's view of like freedom is when they're starting this business. And you said something that was so spot on. You were like, yeah, well, Emily, you love being in your house. And I was like, yeah, I really love being in my house and you love being in an office. And so I just thought that was like such a perfect kind of way that anyone who gets into this space and why we say it over and over again is you need to be creating the business that works with your life and like your version of freedom. And I think that's so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like me personally, I love being able to work from home. I don't do it well though. But having the option to work from home, having the option to be with my boys, having the option to go into an office or work from a coffee shop, like that's amazing because I am able to live the lifestyle where I can pick up and go and do it anywhere. Like in 2 weeks, we're getting ready to head to Ohio and I'm going to be there for a week visiting family. I'm going to work from there, right? And that's amazing. Didn't have to take any time off, but I am going to miss our office a little bit. So I'm on the hunt. I'm on the search for an office. So if anybody in Lakewood Ranch is listening to this podcast right now and you have co-working space or you have an office, let me know because I'm definitely going to be looking for one. But anyway, that is not what the topic of today's episode is. But we announced something a little bit, I would say, controversial on our social media.
Which is like funny because like I don't think that it is. I don't think it's controversial, but like some people thought that it was.
Yeah. And so it's not like we're gatekeeping any secret or anything like that, but over the last few months, like end of last year, beginning of this year, really started to look at how we could pivot the Pinterest VA school because one, we saw that we were getting students inside the Pinterest VA school, but they weren't taking action. And we also realized that we are having a lot of students having great success going through the Pinterest VA school, but they actually weren't doing Pinterest. And so you and I had this honest conversation where we're like, there is something that we could be doing differently that would actually help more women get the results that they're looking for. And that's where the VA school membership came about so that we could have the accountability, we could have the coaching, and we could teach you how to start a really successful virtual assistant business, but we weren't trying to make carbon copies of me and you.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And I think the part that maybe came across like controversial in the sense is the Pinterest VA school is a program that we have literally only talked about for a year and a half, right? This is the only program we've ever talked about. And I think it was twofold, right? Like we've had other programs going on. If you're in this space, like people normally have multiple programs. We had a membership for a year. And when we were thinking about how can we help people more, we went back to that first month of when we really launched the Pinterest VA school. And what we found was that the people who were getting success and wins, like kind of rinse and repeat wins in a sense, we were doing all of this live with them. And so we played around with multiple ideas and we were like, okay, do we take the Binger's VA school back to just live, like doing this live, only having it open for a certain amount of time? Maybe it's only open like once a quarter. And then you and I both were like, okay, but if somebody comes across and they want to take action, like who are we to say you can only take action once a quarter, right? Yeah. And then there was that second layer of when we were working with grads inside of that membership, we saw that they were pivoting and growing their business and offering things outside of Pinterest. And we were able to help them in that space, right? Yeah. Like when we looked at it as a whole, we were like, we're making this too complicated, right? Like we're essentially trying to run a membership that people don't really know that they need to be in. But then we have students asking us for community, asking us for coaching, asking for live stuff. So why make this complicated and have three things going on when we could just have the VA school that people can actually grow with this program? And so I think the part that was controversial is that some people may have thought that like we are no longer teaching Pinterest or we don't believe in Pinterest. And that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
We teach Pinterest inside of the program still. We still do Pinterest inside of our agency. We're trying to help more people in a bigger capacity.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's absolutely spot on. And so if you've been with us for a while, you're one of the OGs and you're like, what is going on? That is what's going on. So it's all still there. It's just in what we'd like to call a more intimate container. And that's what people are asking us for. And truthfully, that's what kind of lights us up. Hopping on the phone, helping you get through the hurdles or helping you get through any roadblocks, I would say, not hurdles, but helping you get through roadblocks and just make changes in your business and make big action steps toward getting to that ultimate goal. So anyway, that was our controversial story that we put out. But if you are following us on social, you may have seen it, but if not now, so we're super, super excited about it. But I did want to read a testimony because we had, for all the controversialness that we put out, there was very few people that weren't like, this is amazing. So I do want to read one of the testimonies from somebody who reached out to us and said, I can't thank you guys enough for creating an opportunity to us to be able to do the same thing and have the freedom. I'm not quite there yet. And I'm excited for the VA school now because I definitely need that accountability and encouragement along the way. I love seeing the success stories and get so hopeful for myself. Anyway, I just want to thank you girls for all you do. Love listening to the podcast every week too. It keeps me focused on doing what I got to do to have the life I want. Getting testimonies like this, you guys, like, man, makes my month. So if you have ever been inside of one of our programs and got a win, I would love to hear it because getting that keeps us motivated and moving. And it's the reason we restructured into the VA school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the reason why that is from somebody who is inside of the Pinterest VA school, but it's the reason why we're offering for all of those students to join us in this program at such an insanely like ridiculously low monthly rate and why she decided to make that jump because there's only so much you can do inside of a course, right? There's only so much you can do inside of that container. And so she saw, okay, if I can jump over into this program where I'm getting that live coaching and I'm getting that continued support, like why wouldn't I do that? Absolutely. Especially at this insanely, insanely low cost. So I love that so much. And the reason why we bring this up is because if you're in a place in business where maybe you feel like you're being called to make a pivot, maybe you're feeling called to roll out a new program, maybe you're feeling called to roll out a new service, you have permission to change and pivot your business. It is your business at the end of the day, and it is your life at the end of the day. The back end, the ins and outs, and what is going to serve you the best. You have permission to make those changes and you do not need permission from people on the outside. And I hope that just sharing a little bit more about what we've been doing on the back end shows you that even if you're 7 years into this, 6 years into this, you're going to continue to pivot.
Absolutely. Well, just think about it too. Think about even climbing the corporate ladder. Do you want to stay in the same position? No, your goal is to continue to climb the ladder, to continue to go to the next level in your job, to continue to bounce to other jobs where you're in a higher role, right? To eventually hit maybe a C-suite as a corporate role. That's probably what you're looking to do. So how can you imagine that years and years are going to go by and you own your own business and you're going to continue to do the same thing? right? As a service provider, I think that's so crazy to say. So we say that because it's always, you're going to find something new that you enjoy to do, and you're going to test and see if you like to do it for other people and give yourself permission to say, hey, if nobody's ever heard it from me before, maybe I'm going to put it out there, see if anybody resonates with it because I like doing it, and just go from there. So I love that 100%. So we did want to also talk a little bit more about sales, right? Because that's one of the things we're getting a lot of questions about inside the VA school, right? I feel like everywhere I turn, people are asking like, what new techniques are there for sales? So let's talk a little bit about sales outreach and what we're doing inside the VA school with some of our students.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that there's really, I don't know, I would say that there's 3 to 4 kind of methods. And we talk about this throughout the program, but what we're really doing is taking it a step further and starting these like challenges and workshops together. So the first one is networking. It's so interesting, right? I think back to when I first entered this space, and it's amazing how being in person and talking to people, going in places like that can so easily bring clients to your plate, right? I think really pushed everyone online. We know everyone went online and we forgot what it meant to network. We forgot the power in networking in an organic way. And so something that we're really focusing on and coming up for with new techniques, like inside of our agency, right? Like we're looking at new ways that we can network in person, but like not being afraid to literally walk around your local area. I will tell you, this is something that is like so uncomfortable for me personally, because it's something we haven't done in so long. But we are on like a massive sales push, and we're like, something that we have literally never done is tap into our local network. And why not? These people are waiting for you. They're right there. And so that is something that we're starting to have a lot of conversations inside of the VA school is, who's your local network? Who can you put a post up on your personal Facebook page and just let people know what you're doing? Can you go walk into your favorite restaurant? If you have a little downtown area, can you walk around and just pass out business cards? Let people know that you're there. And so I'd say that's like step one, or it's one of the steps, right? And then the next thing that we've been diving into is all around social media.
Yep,
so absolutely. this was actually your idea, the DMs.
Yeah. Well, I feel like DMs get a bad rap because we're so used to seeing how, I'm going to put this out there, but bro marketers do it, right? You guys get probably everybody in business there that owns a business gets cold DMs, and they feel so impersonal. It's like, hey, I can get you more leads. Hey, are you looking for more sales? Hey, this is what my business does. And it's like, okay, I hear you. I see you. I know that you're doing cold outreach and you're trying to make a connection, but maybe do a little research on my business. Maybe see if you can actually help me. Maybe look to see if my name's in the profile, throw that in. Maybe send me a voice note if you can, just so I know that you're a human and not a robot putting all this content out. So we've been definitely testing out cold outreach because we want to see what we're teaching inside the VA school. We're trying to look at different techniques to find new business. And so we're not going to teach you something unless we've actually tried it for ourselves. So we've been on this mission for the last couple of weeks with sending mass amounts of DMs, and we're actually seeing some really great early success with just starting conversations.
Yeah.
Just getting in front of people.
Yeah.
We have had a sales call booked, which is incredible. But I think this is generating a little bit of buzz around our agency. We're starting to make those connections. And I think you forget how powerful it is when you make a connection with somebody and then months down the line, they go, oh yeah, I forgot. Emily and Bree, they have a marketing business. So it might not be immediate, but it will trickle. It will trickle down. So so we're doing DM outreach through social media, and you can do outreach through any social media platform. We're seeing a lot of early success with LinkedIn as well, and our team's testing that.
Yeah. And I think that going back to what you said, like there is a right and a wrong way to do outreach. I just got an email this morning that was a cold outreach. So this timing is perfect. And they said, we see that you're using another service for your customer service, like call center. And I was like, I have a customer service call center? What? Like, so that was like such a perfect example of, they just didn't even take the time to be like, could this agency even use what we're offering, right? Yeah. And so I think that's where cold DMs and cold emails get a bad rep, is like, we, at the end of the day, like, they didn't do any research. It's very clear. I'm not going to email them back something rude. I'm just deleted it and moved on with my life. But I just felt like that was such a perfect example.
Absolutely. And again, can be done the total wrong way. And we've seen it done the total wrong way. But there is a 100% fine art to it. And I know businesses have grown from cold outreach. So don't be scared of cold outreach on any platform that you feel really comfortable with.
100%. There's this girl on TikTok who I love following, and she does like social media marketing and content for influencers. Like, she does helps them with all their content. And she said that, like, to this day, she still reaches out through DMs, and but she does it in such a personable way. And so I just think, like, even people who like have built massive agencies are still doing this.
Absolutely.
The other thing that we are really diving into is job boards as a whole. So, like, we talk a lot about freelancer platforms. Listen, guys, like, freelance platforms is still where it's at. Like, I just increased the amount of proposals we were doing. We used to be doing about like 10 a day, and we weren't really getting that much traction. And so I was like, okay, let's increase the number. So now we're sitting anywhere between like 25 to 30. And this is just through Upwork. And I've gotten 3 messages back just yesterday alone. And this increase just happened this week. So that's one of the biggest things, is if you're really wanting to lean into freelance sites like Upwork, I get it. You have to pay for Connects. Is it really annoying? Yeah, it's super annoying. But when I look at it, I'm like, okay, I'm paying around like $50 a week for these Connects, and I'm going to have the opportunity to bring in a client that could be paying anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 a month, depending on what we're doing for them. You'll make your money back at the end, right? And so that is something that I was sitting there and I was like, okay, well, if we're increasing our output across the board, like, we also need to increase our output on these job site boards, essentially. So we increased on Upwork, and then I went back to Indeed. Indeed was one of the first places that I found a client back in 2018. And then I just left Indeed alone. And now they have this amazing feature where you can actually filter by remote and contract work. And so I went back to Indeed and have been applying through there, having a couple conversations. Don't sleep on these job boards, because once again, like, Indeed is free, right? Like, this is a free way to connect with people, and they make it really easy. I understand Upwork, you have to pay for Connects to connect with people. But the biggest thing is, these are also people who are actively looking for what you have to offer. Yeah. And there's a lot of value in that.
Absolutely. And I would also say Facebook communities too. I personally wasn't a part of many Facebook communities. I feel like if you're a Facebook person, you either love it or you hate it, right? Like, you're either on it a lot or you're not. I know a lot of people who are on Facebook and they either love it or they don't. But anyway, I think there's power in Facebook communities, especially if you're tapping into a specific audience, if you've really honed in on your niche and you're following boards. And again, this can be done in a tasteful way, connections with people who could probably use your business, and just sending them one-off messages. See how that goes.
One thing that I feel is really important for us to talk about is the actual frequency that we are doing this outreach at. I mentioned this at the beginning, but we have some massive goals when it comes to scaling our agency this year. And so when we kind of looked at everything at a whole, Bree sat on this training, and what she found from a DM outreach or like a cold outreach was that we needed to be sending close to 200 DMs a week. And so that is what she and I are doing on Instagram. We've split that up. Instagram only lets you send about like 50 DMs a day. So we're doing this Monday through Thursday. She and I are switching every other day so that we're not getting burnt out. And then when it comes to freelance sites and job boards as a whole, I am sending out anywhere from 25 to 40 proposals a day. So that's either proposals through Upwork or that is applications on Indeed. We were doing around just 10 a day. And while it was working well, I really felt like we could scale it more. That's one of the things that I remember back in 2019, when we were really wanting to scale the agency, I read something and they were like, take what's working and double it. If you can double your output, you can double your results. And so that is what we're currently doing. And I can tell you, we went from what we were doing about when we were doing about 10 outreaches Monday through Thursday, and now we're doing anywhere from 25 to 40. We went from hearing back from 1 to 2 clients a week on Upwork, and then now we're hearing back from about 3 a day. So it's a massive difference, especially when we're in the game of leads right now, and we're really in the game of sales. So when it comes to job boards, that's what we've done. We've essentially 3 to 4 times the amount that we've been putting out. And then when it comes to LinkedIn, our team member is spending around 2 to 3 hours a day doing LinkedIn outreach. I'm really excited. She has been taking a lot of training. She's been diving in. We're seeing really great results with LinkedIn. We're connecting with a lot of people, getting people to book sales calls. And she's actually going to be doing a pop-up workshop masterclass inside of the VA school, walking you through exactly what she's doing on LinkedIn to see results and success. And we're actually giving you the exact scripts and frameworks that we've been using on LinkedIn. So if you're inside of the VA school, make sure to show up for that. It's going to be massive. The biggest thing when it comes to sales as a whole, and I know we said this earlier, but it really is a trial and error. It's really coming across from a human perspective, understanding the business and knowing that at the end of the day, you just need the business owner to say yes or no. This is why inside of the VA school, we are doing 3 really big things over the next 2 months. The first one is our DM challenge. So we're going to walk you through what we are using for outreach. These are not your typical outreach scripts because we know that those get ignored. We're going to be giving you these scripts. We're going to be walking you through how to actually implement this in your business. And then we're having an entire co-working session where we do this together, where we do outreach together. If you hear back from somebody on this, like during this co-working time, you can actually ask us, hey, how would you respond to this? And we will do it live. So the DM challenge is something massive that's coming up inside of the VA school. If you're not inside of the VA school, jump into our free ebook below. It'll walk you through our approach to the virtual assistant space, and it'll also give you a special access link to join us inside of the VA school. So we have the DM challenge, we have a LinkedIn workshop, we have a LinkedIn co-working session together, and then we are doing a sales call mock call together. Essentially, you're going to be able to come onto this call and we are going to go through sales calls. You're going to pretend like you are pitching your services to me. I'm a firm believer in this rinse and repeat, get some of those reps in so that when you actually go and have a sales call with a client, you're confidently walking through this call. So like I said, those are just 3 of the massive things that are happening inside of the VA school on top of everything else that we are doing on a weekly basis. And if you feel like you are ready to make that jump, you are ready to enter the virtual assistant space, I cannot encourage you enough to go ahead and download our free ebook. It has been linked in the show notes. And if you're already a virtual assistant and you're really looking to up-level your business, you're really looking to scale in terms of your sales and what you're putting out on social, go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram, EmilyVDW, and I want to talk through where you're currently sitting in business and see if some of these challenges that we're doing inside of the VA school can help you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I cannot believe it has been a year of this podcast and we are just getting started. Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you could go ahead and leave us a review and let us know what your biggest takeaway was, we'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to connect with you over on Instagram. I'm at EmilyVDW.
And I'm at Bree Galloway_.
See you next week.
Bye.